This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The love of a parent is different than any other love. Parental love is a special love that we're going to talk about today in a powerful way. Your life has been impacted by the love that was given to you by a parent or withheld by a parent. Would you listen to that again? Your life has been impacted by the love a parent gave you or the love that was held from you or the love that just wasn't there, that the opposite of love was shown. And just like you're impacting future generations with your love. I want to talk to you about parental love from a young person's perspective. This is from Laura. She's from Louisville, Kentucky. She's in her mid-20s, maybe late 20s. She's a school teacher. She has one child. Her goal when she was 18 years old was to go to be a Broadway singer. I guess she was top-notch talent in her high school. And people said, you need to go to Broadway. You need to move to New York because you've got the talent. You've got the skills. You've got the pipes. And you can make it on Broadway. So that was her dream. But she said now she's married and she's a teacher and she's got a child and she lives in the typical suburb, she said. And she has an interesting thesis here. She said, if I were to have a conversation with my 18-year-old self, if that were physically possible, she said, here's how it would go. If I were to have a conversation with my 18-year-old self, I'm sure there's a lot she wouldn't understand. She wouldn't get it why I'm not pounding the pavement in New York City, working to get an audition or that coveted part on Broadway. She wouldn't be able to accept that I haven't had a real audition in 4 years. She wouldn't be able to fathom that my coworkers have never heard me sing. She'd be curious about the baby because she hadn't had much experience with babies. She would wonder about my teaching career, probably calling it pedestrian or boring. She would look around my very suburban house and accuse me of selling out. She would have said if I would buy a house, it would at least have been interesting, eclectic neighborhood with coffee houses and hip bars on every corner. She'd probably scoff at the corner house in the painfully suburban neighborhood that I now call home. But I know things that she doesn't know. I understand that those volatile college years, both wicked and wonderful, are just a microcosm of life, like a lens zoomed in too close on one subject. Life is so much more rich and complicated and wonderful and terrible than those 4 self-righteous, selfish years in the bubble. I know what it means to work for love, not just to sit back and let it happen the way it can when you're young. I know about bringing life into the world and the complexity of emotions that it brings, the confusion, the bone-deep exhaustion, the loss of sense of self, the love that doesn't know how big your heart is, so it splits wide open. My life is simple, but I've learned that importance is relative because, you see, I am irreplaceable. When my daughter cries for mama, she reaches out for me and me alone. So such a small life, it's perfectly fine by me. I think it's what I wanted all along. What did Lauren discover? She discovered parental love, that it's about spending and being spent. That's what she discovered, and that's the analogy. That's the analogy the Apostle Paul says in his relationship with the people of Corinth. He says, I love you so much, I'm willing to spend everything and to be spent in service to you people, because that's what love does.
Well, that's what Paul said love does. Does that describe the love that you and I express to family and especially to children? We'll continue this message from 2 Corinthians 12 tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you remember our website. It's real simple. It's crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or any message you'd like to hear on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.